Democratic Committee Urges Congress to Defund ICE, Free Illegal Migrants. By Neil Monroe on August 17, 2026. A panel of the Democratic National Committee voted on Saturday to defund the agency that enforces the nation's immigration laws and to end the detention of nonviolent migrants. The Resolution Committee's 27-12 vote on Resolution No. 27 has no direct impact on the law because the committee has no power to enforce its recommendation to the Democrats in Congress. But it shapes the resolutions that become party policy. And it shows how the party's progressive leadership is allowing itself to fall back into the extreme pro-migration, pro-poverty policy set by deputies working for President Joe Biden. The committee's Resolution 27 urges Democratic members of Congress to craft legislation abolishing ICE and enacting immigration reform that provides pathways to citizenship for illegal migrants, protects illegal migrant workers, and ensures dignity for all impacted people. The DNC affirms that immigration detention is civil law, not punitive, and no person should be caged for a civil matter, said the resolution, which did not consider the myriad murders, rapes, and other crimes caused by Biden's refusal to detain migrants. The DNC urges Democratic members of Congress to craft legislation abolishing ICE and enacting immigration reform that provides pathways to citizenship, protects workers, and ensures dignity for all impacted people, said the report, which ignored the massive economic and civic damage done to Americans by migration. The DNC's recommendation ignores the reality that migrants are rational and will exploit the end of detention to move into Americans' workplaces, cities, suburbs, schools and hospitals. Many people worldwide, an estimated 900 million, would like to migrate, including about 134 million who would prefer to move to the U.S., Gallup reported in April 2026. Under Biden, the nation suffered a civic shock when he imported about 9 million migrants. The DNC's welcome would import at least 2 new migrants for every 5 Americans, according to the Gallup number. The flood would shrink wages, inflate housing costs, slow productivity growth, further reduce American births, and cripple economic growth in the migrants' home countries. But the extraction of many migrants from poor countries would also likely spike Wall Street values, fund a bigger government, and push millions of Americans into early graves. That disaster would force a quick reversal as voters reinstalled Republicans to govern the border. But it would expand the nation's population of illegals and twist the nation's demographics and politics toward the Democratic Party. The DNC resolution also calls on Congress to make any federal official personally vulnerable to impoverishing lawsuits if they try to enforce the nation's immigration laws, saying, "The DNC urges Democratic members of Congress to pursue civil and criminal accountability for any federal agent, attorney, or official who lied under oath, misrepresented evidence, or gave false testimony regarding DHS conduct, and to remove qualified immunity and other protections." The vote was downplayed by Ken Martin, the chairman of the DNC. Clearly, the one thing that unites Democrats, regardless of their position on reform versus abolish or whatever other ways to change what's happening, is people believe that what ICE is doing right now, and CBP and the federal government, should stop, he told the Associated Press. There has to be a better way.